The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman is a book that explores the different ways people express and experience love. It explains how different people have different love languages, and how understanding these languages can help couples strengthen their relationships. The book is divided into five sections, each focusing on a different love language. The five love languages are: words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. The first section of the book focuses on words of affirmation. This love language is about expressing love through words, both spoken and written. It is about using words to build up and encourage the other person. Chapman explains how words of affirmation can be used to express love, appreciation, and admiration. He also provides examples of how to use words of affirmation in different situations. The second section of the book focuses on quality time. This love language is about spending quality time with the other person. It is about giving the other person your undivided attention and being fully present in the moment. Chapman explains how quality time can be used to show love and appreciation. He also provides examples of how to use quality time in different situations. The third section of the book focuses on receiving gifts. This love language is about expressing love through the giving and receiving of gifts. It is about giving thoughtful gifts that show the other person that you care. Chapman explains how gifts can be used to express love and appreciation. He also provides examples of how to give meaningful gifts in different situations. The fourth section of the book focuses on acts of service. This love language is about expressing love through actions. It is about doing things for the other person that show you care. Chapman explains how acts of service can be used to express love and appreciation. He also provides examples of how to use acts of service in different situations. The fifth section of the book focuses on physical touch. This love language is about expressing love through physical contact. It is about using physical touch to show love and appreciation. Chapman explains how physical touch can be used to express love and appreciation. He also provides examples of how to use physical touch in different situations. The book concludes with a section on how to use the five love languages to strengthen relationships. Chapman explains how understanding and using the five love languages can help couples communicate better and build stronger relationships. He also provides advice on how to use the five love languages to resolve conflicts and improve communication. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Quality time. Spending quality time with your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes setting aside time to be together, free from distractions, and engaging in meaningful conversations. Quality time is an important part of any relationship. It is the time spent together, free from distractions, that allows couples to connect and build a strong bond. Quality time is not just about being physically together, but also about engaging in meaningful conversations and activities. It is about taking the time to really listen to each other and understand each other's feelings and perspectives. Quality time can be spent doing anything from going for a walk, to playing a game, to simply talking about your day. It is important to make sure that quality time is a priority in your relationship, as it can help to strengthen the bond between you and your partner. In his book The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman explains that quality time is one of the five love languages. He suggests that couples should make an effort to spend quality time together, as it is an important way to show love and appreciation for each other. Quality time is a way to show your partner that you care about them and that you are willing to make time for them. It is also a great way to build trust and intimacy in a relationship. Spending quality time with your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. It is important to make sure that you are both taking the time to connect and communicate with each other. Quality time is a great way to show your partner that you care and that you are willing to make time for them. So make sure to set aside some time to be together and enjoy each other's company. Main idea number 2. Words of affirmation. Expressing positive words and compliments to your partner is a great way to show your appreciation and love. This can be done through verbal compliments, written notes, or even small gestures. Expressing words of affirmation to your partner is a powerful way to show your appreciation and love. It can be done in a variety of ways, such as verbal compliments, written notes, or small gestures. Verbal compliments are a great way to show your partner that you appreciate them and that you are thinking of them. Writing a note or card expressing your love and admiration for your partner is also a great way to show your appreciation. Small gestures, such as bringing home a small gift or doing something special for your partner, can also be a great way to show your love and appreciation. No matter how you choose to express your words of affirmation, it is important to make sure that your words are sincere and meaningful. It is also important to remember that words of affirmation should be given regularly, not just on special occasions. Showing your partner that you appreciate them and that you are thinking of them on a regular basis will help to strengthen your relationship and make it even more special. Main idea number 3. Physical touch. Physical touch is an important way to show affection and love. This can be done through hugs, kisses, holding hands, or any other physical contact that conveys love and appreciation. Physical touch is an important way to show affection and love. It is a powerful way to communicate feelings of love, appreciation, and connection. Hugs, kisses, holding hands, and other forms of physical contact can be used to express love and appreciation. Physical touch can also be used to comfort and reassure someone in times of distress. It can be a way to show support and understanding, and to let someone know that they are not alone. Physical touch is a powerful way to show love and appreciation. It can be used to show affection, to comfort, and to show support. It is a way to communicate feelings of love and connection without words. Physical touch can be used to show appreciation and to let someone know that they are loved and appreciated. It can also be used to show understanding and to provide comfort in times of distress. Physical touch is an important way to show love and appreciation. It is a powerful way to communicate feelings of love, appreciation, and connection. It can be used to show affection, to comfort, and to show support. It is a way to show someone that they are loved and appreciated, and to let them know that they are not alone. Main idea number 4. Acts of service. Doing small acts of service for your partner is a great way to show your love. This can include doing chores, running errands, or any other task that shows your partner you care. Acts of service is one of the 5 love languages outlined in Gary Chapman's book, The 5 Love Languages. This love language is all about doing small acts of service for your partner to show your love and appreciation. It could be something as simple as doing the dishes, taking out the trash, or running errands for them. It's about taking the time to do something that shows your partner you care and are willing to put in the effort to make their life easier. These small acts of service can be incredibly meaningful to your partner, especially if it's something they don't have the time or energy to do themselves. It's a way to show your partner that you are willing to go the extra mile to make them happy. It's also a great way to show your partner that you are listening to their needs and are willing to help out when they need it. Acts of service can be a great way to show your partner that you care and are willing to put in the effort to make their life easier. It's a simple way to show your love and appreciation, and it can make a big difference in your relationship. Main idea number 5. Receiving gifts. Receiving gifts from your partner is a great way to show your appreciation. This can be done through small tokens of appreciation or larger gifts that show your partner you care. Receiving gifts from your partner is a great way to show your appreciation. It is a tangible way to express your love and appreciation for your partner. Gifts can be small tokens of appreciation, such as a bouquet of flowers or a box of chocolates, or larger gifts that show your partner you care. These gifts can be anything from a special piece of jewelry to a weekend getaway. Whatever the gift, it is a way to show your partner that you are thinking of them and that you appreciate them. Gifts can also be a way to show your partner that you are listening to them and that you understand their needs. If your partner has been talking about wanting a new watch or a new pair of shoes, a thoughtful gift can show them that you are paying attention and that you care about their wants and needs. It can also be a way to show your partner that you are willing to invest in them and your relationship. Receiving gifts from your partner is a great way to show your appreciation and to express your love. It is a tangible way to show your partner that you are thinking of them and that you care about them. So, the next time you are looking for a way to show your partner how much you care, consider giving them a gift. Main idea number 6. Quality conversation. Having meaningful conversations with your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes discussing topics that are important to both of you, as well as listening to each other's opinions and feelings. Quality conversation is an important part of any relationship. It involves having meaningful conversations with your partner that are focused on topics that are important to both of you. This means discussing topics that are meaningful to both of you, such as your hopes and dreams, your goals, and your values. It also means listening to each other's opinions and feelings, and being open to compromise. Quality conversation is not just about talking, but also about understanding each other and being able to communicate effectively. The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman is a great resource for couples looking to improve their communication. The book outlines 5 different love languages, which are ways of expressing and receiving love. It also provides tips on how to have meaningful conversations with your partner, such as being open and honest and listening without judgment. By understanding each other's love language, couples can better understand each other's needs and wants, and can have more meaningful conversations. Quality conversation is essential for a healthy relationship. It allows couples to express their feelings and opinions, and to understand each other better. By having meaningful conversations, couples can build trust and strengthen their bond. Quality conversation is an important part of any relationship, and it is something that should be practiced regularly. Main idea number 7. Understanding your partner's love language. Understanding your partner's love language is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding what makes your partner feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes them feel neglected or unappreciated. Understanding your partner's love language is essential for a healthy relationship. This means taking the time to learn what makes your partner feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes them feel neglected or unappreciated. According to Gary Chapman's book The 5 Love Languages, there are 5 primary love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Each person has a unique combination of these love languages, and it is important to understand which ones are most important to your partner. Words of affirmation involve expressing love and appreciation through verbal compliments and expressions of admiration. Acts of service involve doing things for your partner that show you care, such as running errands or doing chores. Receiving gifts involves giving your partner tokens of your love, such as flowers or jewelry. Quality time involves spending time together, engaging in meaningful conversations, and doing activities together. Physical touch involves expressing love through physical contact, such as hugs, kisses, and cuddles. By understanding your partner's love language, you can show them that you care in a way that is meaningful to them. This can help to strengthen your relationship and create a deeper connection between the two of you. It is important to take the time to learn your partner's love language and to make an effort to express your love in a way that is meaningful to them. Main idea number 8. Expressing your love language. Expressing your love language to your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding what makes you feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes you feel neglected or unappreciated. Expressing your love language to your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This means understanding what makes you feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes you feel neglected or unappreciated. It is important to communicate your needs to your partner in order to ensure that your relationship is strong and healthy. This can be done through verbal communication, physical touch, or even through small gestures. When it comes to expressing your love language, it is important to be honest and open with your partner. This means being willing to share your feelings and needs, as well as being willing to listen to your partner's feelings and needs. It is also important to be patient and understanding when it comes to expressing your love language. It may take some time for your partner to understand and appreciate your needs, but it is important to be patient and understanding in order for your relationship to grow and flourish. It is also important to remember that everyone has different love languages. It is important to be aware of your partner's love language and to be willing to adjust your own love language to accommodate your partner's needs. This can be done through thoughtful gestures, such as sending a card or flowers, or through verbal communication, such as expressing your appreciation for your partner. Expressing your love language to your partner is an important part of any relationship. It is important to be honest and open with your partner, as well as being patient and understanding. It is also important to be aware of your partner's love language and to be willing to adjust your own love language to accommodate your partner's needs. By expressing your love language to your partner, you can ensure that your relationship is strong and healthy. Main idea number 9. Respecting your partner's love language. Respecting your partner's love language is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding what makes your partner feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes them feel neglected or unappreciated. Respecting your partner's love language is essential for a healthy relationship. This means understanding what makes your partner feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes them feel neglected or unappreciated. According to Gary Chapman's book The 5 Love Languages, there are 5 primary love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Each person has a unique combination of these love languages, and it is important to recognize and respect your partner's individual needs. For example, if your partner's primary love language is words of affirmation, it is important to make sure you are expressing your love and appreciation for them through verbal communication. This could include telling them how much you appreciate them, expressing your admiration for their accomplishments, or simply telling them that you love them. On the other hand, if your partner's primary love language is acts of service, it is important to show your love and appreciation through actions. This could include doing household chores, running errands, or taking care of tasks that your partner may not have the time or energy to do. No matter what your partner's love language is, it is important to make sure that you are actively showing your love and appreciation for them in a way that is meaningful to them. This will help to create a strong bond between the two of you and ensure that your relationship is healthy and happy. Main idea number 10. Learning to speak your partner's love language. Learning to speak your partner's love language is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding what makes your partner feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes them feel neglected or unappreciated. Learning to speak your partner's love language is essential for a healthy relationship. This means understanding what makes your partner feel loved and appreciated, as well as what makes them feel neglected or unappreciated. According to Gary Chapman's book The 5 Love Languages, there are 5 primary love languages: words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Each person has a primary love language, and understanding this language can help you to better express your love and appreciation for your partner. Words of affirmation involve expressing your love and appreciation for your partner through verbal compliments and expressions of admiration. Acts of service involve doing things for your partner that show your love and appreciation, such as doing the dishes or running errands. Receiving gifts involves giving your partner gifts that show your love and appreciation. Quality time involves spending quality time with your partner, such as going on a date or taking a walk together. Physical touch involves expressing your love and appreciation through physical contact, such as holding hands or giving hugs. By understanding your partner's primary love language, you can better express your love and appreciation for them. This can help to strengthen your relationship and create a deeper connection between the two of you. Learning to speak your partner's love language is an important part of any healthy relationship. Main idea number 11. Making time for each other. Making time for each other is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes setting aside time to be together, free from distractions, and engaging in meaningful conversations. Making time for each other is essential for a healthy relationship. This means setting aside time to be together, free from distractions, and engaging in meaningful conversations. It is important to make sure that both partners are getting the time and attention they need in order to feel connected and loved. This could mean scheduling regular date nights, taking a weekend away together, or simply carving out time each day to talk and listen to each other. It is also important to make sure that both partners are taking the time to do things that make them happy, such as hobbies or activities that they enjoy. This will help to ensure that both partners are feeling fulfilled and appreciated. Making time for each other is an important part of any relationship. It is a way to show your partner that you care and that you are willing to make the effort to be together. It is also a way to build trust and strengthen the bond between two people. Taking the time to be together and talk can help to resolve any issues that may arise and can help to keep the relationship strong and healthy. Main idea number 12. Showing appreciation for your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes expressing positive words and compliments to your partner, as well as doing small acts of service for them. Showing appreciation for your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This means expressing positive words and compliments to your partner, as well as doing small acts of service for them. It is important to recognize the effort your partner puts into the relationship, and to let them know that you appreciate it. This can be done through verbal expressions of gratitude, such as saying, "thank you," or "I appreciate you," or through physical acts of kindness, such as bringing them a cup of coffee or doing a chore for them. Showing appreciation for your partner is a way to show them that you care and that you value their presence in your life. It is also important to recognize the little things that your partner does for you. This could be something as simple as making you breakfast in the morning or taking out the trash. These small acts of kindness can go a long way in showing your partner that you appreciate them. Showing appreciation for your partner is a way to strengthen your relationship and to make them feel valued and appreciated. Showing appreciation for your partner is an important part of any relationship. It is a way to show your partner that you care and that you value their presence in your life. It is also a way to strengthen your relationship and to make your partner feel valued and appreciated. Showing appreciation for your partner is essential for a healthy and happy relationship. Main idea number 13. Expressing your feelings to your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes discussing topics that are important to both of you, as well as listening to each other's opinions and feelings. Expressing your feelings to your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. It is important to be open and honest with each other, and to be able to communicate your thoughts and feelings in a respectful way. This includes discussing topics that are important to both of you, as well as listening to each other's opinions and feelings. It is also important to be able to recognize and understand each other's emotions, and to be able to express your own feelings in a way that is not hurtful or damaging to the relationship. When expressing your feelings, it is important to be mindful of your partner's feelings as well. It is important to be respectful and understanding of their feelings, and to be able to communicate in a way that is not confrontational or aggressive. It is also important to be able to recognize when your partner is feeling overwhelmed or overwhelmed by the conversation, and to be able to take a step back and give them space if needed. Expressing your feelings to your partner is an important part of any relationship, and it is essential for a healthy and happy relationship. By being open and honest with each other, and by being able to communicate your thoughts and feelings in a respectful way, you can ensure that your relationship is strong and healthy. Main idea number 14. Resolving conflict in a healthy way is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding each other's perspectives, communicating openly, and finding solutions that work for both of you. Resolving conflict in a healthy way is essential for a healthy relationship. This means taking the time to understand each other's perspectives, communicating openly and honestly, and finding solutions that work for both of you. It is important to remember that conflict is a normal part of any relationship, and it is how you handle it that matters. When resolving conflict, it is important to be respectful and understanding of each other's feelings. Listen to each other's point of view and try to see things from their perspective. It is also important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions. This will help to ensure that both parties feel heard and respected. It is also important to be willing to take responsibility for your own actions and to apologize when necessary. This will help to build trust and respect in the relationship. Finally, it is important to be willing to forgive and move on. This will help to create a healthier and more positive environment for both of you. By following these tips, you can help to ensure that you and your partner are able to resolve conflicts in a healthy and productive way. This will help to create a stronger and more fulfilling relationship. Main idea number 15. Making decisions together is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes discussing topics that are important to both of you, as well as listening to each other's opinions and feelings. Making decisions together is an important part of any relationship. It is essential for couples to discuss topics that are important to both of them and to listen to each other's opinions and feelings. This helps to ensure that both partners feel heard and respected, and that their decisions are based on mutual understanding and agreement. When couples make decisions together, it can help to strengthen their bond and create a sense of unity. It also helps to ensure that both partners are on the same page and that their decisions are in line with their shared values and goals. When making decisions together, it is important to be open and honest with each other. This means being willing to compromise and to consider each other's perspectives. It also means being willing to accept that there may be times when you don't agree, and that it is okay to disagree. It is important to remember that making decisions together is a process, and that it takes time and patience to reach a consensus. Making decisions together is an important part of any relationship, and it can help to create a strong bond between partners. It is important to remember to be open and honest with each other, and to be willing to compromise and consider each other's perspectives. With patience and understanding, couples can make decisions together that are in line with their shared values and goals. Main idea number 16. Being supportive of your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding each other's perspectives, communicating openly, and finding solutions that work for both of you. Being supportive of your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This means listening to each other, understanding each other's perspectives, and being willing to compromise. It also means being willing to put in the effort to make the relationship work. This could include taking the time to talk about issues, being patient with each other, and showing appreciation for each other. It's important to remember that relationships are a two-way street, and both partners need to be willing to put in the effort to make it work. Communication is key when it comes to being supportive. It's important to be open and honest with each other, and to be willing to talk about any issues that arise. This could include talking about feelings, discussing expectations, and finding solutions that work for both of you. It's also important to be understanding and patient with each other, and to be willing to compromise when necessary. Showing appreciation for each other is also an important part of being supportive. This could include expressing gratitude for the things your partner does, or simply taking the time to show your appreciation. It's also important to make time for each other, and to make sure that you're both getting the attention and support that you need. Being supportive of your partner is essential for a healthy relationship, and it's something that both partners should strive for. Main idea number 17. Having fun together is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes setting aside time to be together, free from distractions, and engaging in activities that bring joy and laughter. Having fun together is an important part of any relationship. It is a way to connect with each other, to share experiences, and to create memories. When couples make time to have fun together, it can help to strengthen their bond and deepen their connection. Having fun together can take many forms. It can be as simple as going for a walk together, or as elaborate as planning a weekend getaway. It can involve playing a game, watching a movie, or going out for dinner. Whatever the activity, the important thing is to make sure that both partners are enjoying themselves. Having fun together is also a great way to show your partner that you care about them. It can be a way to show your appreciation for them, and to let them know that you are thinking of them. It can also be a way to show your partner that you are willing to make time for them, and that you value your relationship. Having fun together is an important part of any relationship, and it is something that should be prioritized. It is a great way to show your partner that you care about them, and to strengthen your bond. So make sure to set aside time to have fun together, and enjoy the time you spend together. Main idea number 18. Being honest with your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes expressing your feelings and opinions openly and honestly, as well as being truthful about your thoughts and feelings. Being honest with your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. Honesty is the foundation of any relationship, and it is important to be open and honest with your partner about your thoughts, feelings, and opinions. This means being truthful about your feelings and opinions, even if they may be difficult to express. It also means being honest about your expectations and boundaries, and being willing to communicate openly and honestly with your partner. Honesty is not only important for the relationship itself, but it is also important for the individual. Being honest with your partner allows you to be vulnerable and to express your true feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. It also allows you to be more open and honest with yourself, which can lead to greater self-awareness and personal growth. Honesty is a key component of any successful relationship, and it is important to be honest with your partner in order to build trust and foster a strong connection. Being honest with your partner can help to create a safe and secure environment where both partners can feel comfortable expressing themselves and their feelings. Main idea number 19. Being flexible with your partner is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes understanding each other's perspectives, communicating openly, and finding solutions that work for both of you. Being flexible in a relationship is key to its success. It means being open to different perspectives, being willing to compromise, and finding solutions that work for both partners. It also means being able to communicate openly and honestly, and to listen to each other's needs and feelings. When both partners are willing to be flexible, it can help to create a strong bond between them and can help to resolve any conflicts that may arise. Flexibility is also important when it comes to understanding each other's needs and wants. It's important to be able to recognize when your partner needs something different from you, and to be willing to adjust your behavior accordingly. This could mean taking a step back and allowing your partner to take the lead, or it could mean being willing to try something new. Being flexible in a relationship can help to create a sense of understanding and trust between partners. Ultimately, being flexible in a relationship is essential for its success. It can help to create a strong bond between partners, and can help to resolve any conflicts that may arise. It also allows both partners to understand each other's needs and wants, and to be willing to adjust their behavior accordingly. Being flexible is an important part of any healthy relationship, and can help to ensure that it remains strong and lasting. Main idea number 20. Making your relationship a priority is essential for a healthy relationship. This includes setting aside time to be together, free from distractions, and engaging in meaningful conversations. Making your relationship a priority is essential for a healthy relationship. This means taking the time to nurture your relationship and make it a priority in your life. This could include setting aside time each week to spend quality time together, free from distractions. This could be a date night, a walk in the park, or simply sitting down for a meaningful conversation. It is important to make sure that you are both actively listening to each other and engaging in meaningful conversations. This could include talking about your hopes and dreams, your fears and worries, and your plans for the future. Taking the time to make your relationship a priority will help to strengthen your bond and ensure that your relationship is healthy and happy.